Welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. We're here for another episode. As a reminder, you can find Wholesaler Masterminds Radio on iTunes. That's itunes.com/Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Today, we're delighted to have Craig Rollins with us. Now, Craig is the CEO of L.J. Cooper Wealth Advisors. He's also on the board of directors of RESA. That's the Real Estate Investment Securities Association. He's also on the board of advisors for the Center of Advancement of Leadership at Utah Valley University. And the reason I asked Craig to be with us today is that he's written an interesting book called The Wholesaler's Companion, and the byline is success has little to do with who you know, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But for the moment, let us welcome Craig Rollins to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Great, and thank you for being here with our audience today. What we wanted to cover, Craig, specifically in the limited amount of time that we have, you have this unique perspective that you've written about in the book, and it's really the perspective of a wholesaler's guide to do's and don'ts, if you will, from the advisor perspective. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it speaks from a different perspective that I think a lot of wholesalers and sales reps get very often is that kind of unbiased feedback from a client.
Okay, so what we thought we might do today, you and I, is we give wholesalers five ways to endear themselves to advisors for life. And I think that's a powerful topic because we're looking for consistency of relationships with the advisors that we serve. Right. What would be one of those ways?
Well, I think one of the most important things right off the top of my head as I look at this would be the advisor or the sales rep wholesaler needs to know their own product. They need to know their company and their own product, and they need to know it well.
Okay. So have you found in the past you've had wholesalers that are kind of punting their way through the product?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, in the book, I talk about a guy called the smooth operator who is got the suit, got the look, got the attitude, but his content is lacking and his understanding of the product is very shallow. And obviously we didn't do business with him.
Okay. So the first one would be know your product. You can't just be a good looking suit with an expensive briefcase. What would the second one be?
Know the advisor, know his business and his clientele. One of the worst things that one of the biggest frustrations I think I ever have is when a young wholesaler comes into my office and hasn't done any research on me, my company, our business model, and proceeds to give me a investment 101 lesson. You know, it's almost maddening.
What do you think is the best way, the single best way, because there's many, right? What's the best way for a wholesaler to get intel on you?
You know, really, in this day and age, most of the companies like mine, and we're still considered a small to mid-sized investment planning firm. Our website is literally loaded with information, not only about us, our team, our target clientele. We've also got things on there like articles that we've written, speeches that we've given, organizations that we're involved with. I mean, sometimes just a simple look on the website is will give you every bit of information you could possibly ever want on an advisor.
And if I'm right, Craig, and you and I have talked about this in the past, if I'm right about this, you're not expecting someone to know your business stem to stern. You just want to have them have some insights about the demographic of your client, the products that you're most comfortable using, and the breadth and depth of your experience.
Absolutely. I think really the key factor there is the breadth and depth of our experience. I mean, you know, if we don't understand a product, we'll tell you we don't understand it. But don't waste our time giving us a 101 when that's not necessary. We'd rather be focusing on things that would really help our clients.
Okay. What's the third one then?
Make sure that when you visit with a purpose. And a social call with no sales agenda is still a good purpose.
Okay, that's important. So make sure there's purpose, and social's okay because it is a purpose.
Absolutely.
Tell me more about it, because that little piece there, you know, some wholesalers may not want to swing by because they're like, well, all I really have to say is, you know, a warm hello, and here's a cupcake.
Exactly. You know, I'm sorry, I'm going to refer back to the book again, but I've got there's a wholesaler named, we call Type A Terry, and these are unfortunately real people that we changed the names to protect the innocent or guilty, I guess, as it were. But, Type A Terry was a wholesaler that would, no matter what he did, he would find a way to slide in a sales pitch about the product or his company, even on what he called social visits. And we began to realize that, you know, it's okay just to come by and be yourself, because that's where the true relationship gets built. It doesn't have to always be about sales. And our strongest ties are with some of these wholesalers that have become not only good friends, but we just like their philosophy and attitude about life. And that makes a big difference on who we go to business with.
That's so important. You know, before we continue, of course, I have to mention that Wholesaler Masterminds Radio is always brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. If you subscribe to I Carry the Bag as an external wholesaler, you'll get your internal wholesaler digital edition without cost. And if you want to know more, go to icarrythebag.com. Well, we've got three of them, Craig. We've got know your product, know the advisor and his client, make sure there's a purpose, and social is okay as a purpose for the visit. What's the fourth one?
A fourth one that carries a lot of weight with at least with myself and the advisors that work for us is the wholesaler should not fail to recognize, or they better not fail to recognize, that competitors have good products too and good service too. It isn't just about their product, because many of these wholesalers will go from company to company, and nothing will turn us off quicker than when they leave a company to go to work for another company and then badmouth the former company. So don't fail to recognize that there are good products, good people, good service at your competitors as well.
Wise insight on that. We do see people that do that. They do move from company to company. There's probably two parts to that, right? We see people that move from company to company and immediately forget that they were touting that other company's products moments ago.
Exactly.
And even people that have been with the same company for quite some time, but you'd think they would learn by now. It's almost kind of odd that we say that folks are bad-mouthing the competition, but I guess the mere fact that you, the person that's meeting the wholesalers all the time, is still saying it happens all the time.
Happens all the time, and to be quite honest, we almost look at that as being a little bit of an insecurity factor for that wholesaler, that they're not confident enough with their ability in their company. They have to bring down someone else to feel like they're putting themselves in a good light, and we've been around long enough, and we're savvy enough that we see right through that.
Interesting. All right, so we've got four in the can. What's the fifth one?
Put your client's need ahead of your own sale.
Okay.
And in other words, put us first.
Okay. So I did want to clarify that. So putting the client need first, you're talking about putting
the advisor.
The advisor first. Okay. Yeah.
Put us first. I mean, because we're going to put our clients first, and we're going to try to look for those programs, products, and services that are going to really service our clients. The last thing we want to be is feeling pressured that we've got to close a deal within a certain number of days in order to meet that wholesaler's criteria or agenda. That's just not the way we work. And you sense that from some of these wholesalers that come in. They are very time-driven, and I'm sure that that's probably trickling down from the top sales manager down to the wholesaler. But don't put us on the clock. You know, put our need to understand your company, your product, and how it serves our client ahead of your quota.
Important insights. Craig Rollins, where am I going to find your book, The Wholesaler's Companion, if I'm inclined? Where am I going to go pick up a copy of that? And there'll be a link on the website for this, but where would I get it?
It actually is in Kindle and in paperback version, and it's available through Amazon.com.
Awesome. Craig, I thank you for bringing some of your insights, opening that window into what the advisor is thinking about our great profession of wholesaling. I thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it, Rob. Thank you.
And we'll be back next time with another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.